You're listening to The Recap on the Hope City Podcast. This episode is designed to reflect on our past series and celebrate what God is doing in our city and through Hope City Church.
Hey, welcome to The Recap, a Hope City Podcast. My name is Ryan, and with me today is our communications manager, Caitlin, our production coordinator, Daniel. Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is our second episode ever of The Recap.
Second one.
We're pumped to be doing this. Today, we're taking just a few minutes to reflect on some amazing things that God has been doing in our church, in our people, in our city, and specifically to kind of recap the series DNA, which explored basically what our church is all about. Mm-hmm. If you haven't already heard the messages, be sure to listen to them right here on our podcast, or you can watch them on our website at hopecity.ca.
Yeah, like it's wild to think that we're already nearing the end of September, and even in the midst of a 3-week series, DNA, we've seen God do so much, and the momentum that we're feeling is just really cool. Like youth is launched, group is launched, we're moving into 2 services, and there's just so many cool and incredible things happening, and people are coming to know Jesus, and we've just been celebrating that all over the place. And it's hard even to celebrate all the things because there's so many things happening. One of the places you can get connected and tune in on this, if you're listening to this, is our socials, Hope City Yeg. You'll find all of the details and really cool things that are happening just in our midst in this season. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, jump on there, check those out. You know what? I got to say one thing. This series, we talk about 7 values, 7 topics, and I'm just happy that it was only 3 weeks long. It could have been a 7-week series.
Totally. Yeah.
That's the truth that I got to speak out of my heart right now.
So. It could have been a lot longer. No, there's so many things in this values series that it's like, you're right, it could be longer.
Yeah.
But it was such a powerful and really cool 3-week series. It was really cool.
Totally. Yeah, we've heard from the heart basically of our senior pastor, Phil Kniezel, and he, with our staff, we've been laying out these values and kind of, these have been staff values for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it was kind of neat to see them rolled out in a church context of like, mm-hmm. Hey, this is a great way to live your life, in a Jesus based fashion. And I know for us as a staff, these are things that we like take super seriously.
Oh,
where we
yeah.
go like, okay, hey, the way you're talking right now, maybe it seems like that's not promoting unity, or, hey, is that a people first kind of a decision? Or, hey, I've noticed you've been a little bit apathetic lately. Like, where's your passion at? All those things, like they filter into the kind of everyday workings of our church. And I think, you know, is represented so great by our volunteers. I'm consistently challenged by each one of them and how they just live this out. It really is kind of some defining values of how we are wired as a church, hence the name DNA, which I think was great. So I'm just going to read out the titles of these 7 values, and then we'll launch into some questions and we'll chat about it. Number 1, we're passionate. Number 2, we try hard. Number 3, we lean in. Number 4, unity. Number 5, we're people first. Number 6, we talk and tell. Number 7, we're future oriented. And, you know, I want to know just overall, before we launch into maybe some specifics of those values, what is your overall take on the series as a whole? We kind of briefly touched on this a little bit, but in terms of you personally, were you challenged? Were you, you know, because there's 7 of them, so the answer is probably hopefully, unless you're literally a perfect person. But just, yeah, what are some thoughts, overall thoughts on this series?
Yeah, I love, like me, these have been staff values, and us all being on staff, this is something that we've had to examine and really take on ourselves. I love how they apply as, you know, a staff member or as an employee or as a worker, but I love even more so that they apply just as a good human being.
Totally.
Like if you apply these values to your life, you will be a better person.
Yeah.
Like there's no like 2 ways about it. It's just, so I love that they're really very, very practical. They can be applied in any way. They can be applied to friendships. They can be applied to, you know, really anything that, works in that way.
Yeah. It was really cool. What I appreciated was even the way that Pastor Phil communicated them. Like they were depicted in a way that it's like, this is shapes your relationship with Jesus. Like this shapes your relationships with your friends and your marriages and all of these things. And it's like, yeah, as an employee, if you're a passionate and hardworking employee, that is incredible, you know? And it does absolutely translate into our work life and all those types of things, because these are biblical values. These are exhibited by Jesus himself. And when we are being taking it seriously and it shapes who we are as individuals, it will shape how we work. But it was just really cool and refreshing just thinking through, how does this actually play into my relationship with God? How does this play out in my marriage? How does this play out with my friendships? Am I a passionate friend? Like, am I passionate about friendships in my life? And am I leaning into those friendships? And just different things like that. It was really cool. It was really refreshing to hear it in that perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things that struck me about like even the term DNA, you know, it speaks to like kind of something that's like etched in stone, right? Like this. And while we all have like aspirational like values, this kind of really does speak to who we are as a church, right?
Yeah.
So like if we view the body of Christ as like one tree, many branches, or one body, many limbs, or whatever, every piece of the body has a function, which is how the Bible, you know, describes what the church is. This is kind of our arm, if that makes sense. Right.
Totally.
And so while there's like, you know, I think everyone, if you took these seven and applied it to every church in the world, it wouldn't work. You know what I mean? We think a lot of them should be values in most churches. Right. But I think there's a lot of like, you know, kind of like, let's just admit who we are kind of in this series. Right.
Yeah.
And aspire to some of these things and the whole like leading from your strengths kind of a thing, which is great because not every church is the same. In fact, they're all very different. Every pastor is unique. Every expression is unique. Mm-hmm. And, this series kind of really helps, solidify kind of who we are and where we're going as a church.
Yeah, what I love too is even in the first week of this series, how Pastor Phil just laid out his heart and where he saw, and he was just praying for, you know, our community and our city and different things, and just sharing how, and just laying the foundation, like it all comes down to love. Like how are we loving our neighbors? How are we loving each other? How can we love each other better? And what I also love is that these seven values directly impact that. Mm-hmm. It's like you can love your neighbor better when you're striving to be unified, when you're not trying to stir up drama, you're not trying to stir up negativity and divisiveness, but you're actually seeking unity in your marriage. You're seeking unity in all of those types of things. It's like, oh man, this is so foundational to just, yeah, living the love of Christ out.
Yeah, that's great. A few weeks ago, Phil asked a question and it sort of made me think where you guys landed on this. What value do you see exhibited in your life? And which needs more focus and attention? Hmm. And it's not even which value would you hope for?
Sure.
Like, which do you actually exhibit?
Hmm.
What would other people say, maybe?
Yeah. That would probably...
We should answer this question about each other.
Okay, actually, maybe we should start there. Let's start there. Just one that you see in I don't know.
Sure.
Okay, you'll start.
Are you starting?
Okay, go to your left.
Okay, Ryan, you're on my left. So, yeah, what I see in you for sure would be just this talking and telling nature, where you know, if you've experienced something or you see God doing something or if God has revealed something to you, you're so eager to tell somebody about it. And you're like, hey, I just like was thinking about this yesterday, or, you know, God showed me this yesterday, or whatever it is. You're so eager to talk about it and tell people. Whereas so often I can find that I'm not that way. Like I will often realize something and it will take me like, you know, a little while even to tell my friends or my sister or anything like that, because it's like, oh yeah, God revealed that to me like, yeah, a month ago. Maybe I should tell somebody about that, you know? And so that's something that I for sure see in you and admire in you, is that you're so eager and willing to just talk and tell about what God's doing. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Daniel, I think this whole season of church for you, Lean In, has been like, we could put that on your office door.
You've had
to put so many hats on that aren't part of your job description. to just like make church happen. I mean, I think our staff as a whole, just to give them props and a shout out, like everybody at our church has like thrown away their job descriptions and picked up new ones, you know, like trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to reach our city? How are we going to love our church? Yeah. How are we going to love the people that God has placed in our care? And, but you've been like the poster child for that for sure. And it's one thing to lean in. And it's another thing to lean in with like, a good attitude and character and integrity. And, it'd be easy to get like a little snarky or a little bit like, oh man, like, and you just haven't exuded an ounce of that. I haven't seen anyways. You're married to Caitlin. She probably gets all that, but, but I haven't seen any of that. And I think it's something that you've done a lot just in your life and in knowing you as a friend too.
Appreciate that. Kate, I think one that I'm seeing in particularly in like the workspace has been unity. And I think that has been really key in bringing people along, and maybe it's part of your role, but really just like connecting the dots of a lot of things in the church. And I think with that, once people begin to see how everything's connected in the church, then we can really see how we're all pushing towards a common goal. So even we have our departments, we have our different ministries, we have youth doing this, and sometimes it can feel like, oh, we're just like vying for space or vying for time or vying for, you know, an opportunity just to be heard. But I think what you've really done, particularly at the church, and you do it, you know, at all times, is, you know, bringing all those things together and bringing like a common, a common voice and a common goal, common direction, and say, hey, this is where we're going. We're all in this together. And I think that, yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay. So now you have to say what they don't exhibit.
Like flip side. No, I think actually what even just like this like moment really reminded me of was, I think it was in our second series or our second sermon of the series, you know, in one of the talk about it moments, it was encouraging people like, hey, speak into other people, what you see in them, because I think so often we don't, and it can feel weird and uncomfortable, but it's so important to do that. And it's encouraging to do that. And that was just great.
We all want to receive it. None of us want to give it. You know
what I mean? Like, totally.
It's like, if everyone could just like, give me a word from the Lord, that'd be sick. But like, I'm not praying like, God, give me a word for someone else. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
totally. God,
how can I encourage someone else?
Yeah. I think it's so crucial. So I know for me, one that, you know, I know that I need to be better in, I mean, I mentioned it before, but it would be definitely that talking and telling, I feel like I'm pretty introspective, and I process things a lot internally, but I don't necessarily tell people, you know, this is what I'm learning or what God's showing me or what I'm feeling challenged in. Like, I don't really just share, you know, unprompted, but I think it's important to have that talking and telling, because how will people come to know Jesus if you're not talking and telling them about Jesus? And so that's definitely something, one that I'm, not that I'm not doing it, but I just feel challenged to do it more and more intentionally, in every way possible. Yeah. Ryan, which one is, which one are you like, yeah, maybe, maybe that one.
Got me thinking about talking and telling, cause like, I know for me that my temptation is to like, want to talk and tell once I've figured things out, like, or once like this chapter has ended.
Totally.
So like, I'll talk about like, I mentioned last episode, my anxiety issues, once I've received healing from that, but like in the middle of it, it's so hard to be like, I'm wrestling with this and I don't know how. And that's one thing I've actually picked up on lately. I've just like, I'm verbalizing some of those things that I feel like I'm being stretched in and pulled in. But, for me, the one that I, so I wouldn't say it doesn't exist, but it's the one I've definitely felt like the tug of like the Holy Spirit convicting me in to like push further is, passionate. And so being passionate, I think there's like a real like, redefinition that has to happen with that word.
Wow. Totally.
Because passionate doesn't mean I'm expressive. Yeah. And so I'm a worship pastor, right? So I like a lot of people in different contexts would say like, well, man, like you're not a very passionate like worshiper. And I would say that's wrong. I just don't dance because I'm German. You know what I mean? Like, I was never taught how to dance.
It wasn't allowed.
In fact, yeah. So And I think that's just like, that's, so your physical makeup and like your emotional makeup doesn't dictate whether or not you're passionate. I think it's like required of us to live a fully like, Christ honoring, spirit led life. We're required to be passionate. And passionate means like, I'm all in, right? I'm all in
exactly.
on yeah. this, on Jesus. I'm all in on what he wants for my life, whatever that looks like. And so that's been where I've felt like kind of that, the surgery of the Holy Spirit over the past couple of weeks is like, okay, like, and I get like pretty fired up about like, how are we going to do this and who, how can we reach people and whatever, you know? But it's like, for me, it's been the opposite. It hasn't been as much in a work context as it's been in a personal context. So, man, back when I was like, when I first got really serious about Jesus, I would have like a spare at the end of my high school week mm-hmm. and I would book it home fast because I knew no one would be home. And I would just like throw worship music on and literally like worship Jesus in my living room for like an hour and a half before everyone got home. Mm. I did that every day. Mm-hmm. And I actually like looked forward to it, you know? And so I'm like, okay, you get busy. You have like kids, you're like, life gets a lot crazier than it does when you're in grade 11. And you start to just like kind of fall into some routines, which again are like basically like necessary to get through life without having emotional breakdowns. But those routines can kind of really make you cold and calculated. Mm. And so I'm finding myself like just challenged again to be like, I want to be just like passionate about the next thing that God wants to show me, the next thing that God wants to reveal to me, the next thing that God wants to work through in my life. And that takes just some intentionality and some hard work. So that's one thing I've felt. And just to brag on our lead pastor, Pastor Phil, for a little bit too, he exhibits this like, and I think a lot of our church doesn't see this often right. because like they'll see him like
right on stage or whatever. Preaching. Yeah.
But like when he's like talking about people in Edmonton that don't know Jesus, the guy, like he tears up all the time.
Every single time.
You know what
time.
I mean?
Every single time.
And he'll be telling a story about someone who connected and just like got set free from something or whatever. And so that's like from the top down in our church is like a value we have because it's exhibited there. Mm-hmm. And I think, that's something that like, just in my life, I've noticed like, okay, I've got to kick that up a notch and really kind of get into the word and get into that space where God can reveal things to me again.
Yeah. And it's so cool even that you bring that up because that's something I've been reflecting on too. You know, there's so many times, especially in this season where life's just crazy, work's crazy, schedule gets crazy. And, you know, so many wrenches are thrown, but we see, you know, Pastor Phil and he and his team, and you see it in his family as well, where it's just like, they love Jesus so much. And he has such a heart to see people come to know him. And you see so visibly the Spirit just moving through him where he just talks and he shares and you're just like, wow, God is so good. Cause he's just, I just feel like Pastor Phil just exudes that. Mm. It's been really encouraging and inspiring and just, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So this may be a surprise. What I need to work on.
And oh gosh, what does this mean?
And it's actually try hard. So the thing is, like,
Why are you talking like that?
Let me fill in the blanks. You're so good at everything that you just like barely have to try. And it's still, is that what you're getting at?
No.
Is this like one of those, like my biggest
humble
weakness
break.
Is that I,
too
I,
humble.
No.
Yeah. I care too much. No, it's not like that. It's not like that, but it may be perceived that way. But my tendency, and this is a habit that I've always had, I had it in school and even with sports, is where I would, maybe like visualize it like this, is if you have to go up a hill, I would run up the hill so that I could coast down the hill. So as in like, I'll like try very hard at the beginning. And once I'm like, I'm good, then it's like very easy to begin coasting. And the try hard just like gets thrown out the window.
Cause you're like, yeah, I tried hard.
Yeah, I did. I tried and now I'm good.
On to value number three.
Exactly. So that would be my tendency and something, you know, just to keep pushing and just to keep trying and not be like, ah, this is good enough.
Well, I think that's so important too, because actually I've actually never thought of it that way, where it's like so often you're like, yeah, I worked hard when I was young. I don't need to work hard anymore or whatever. And it's like, I studied hard in school, so I don't need to keep learning. Or, you know, yeah, I practiced piano a lot and so I'm good now. And then it's like, well, now I'm just not as good as piano because I didn't practice. Yeah. But I think that I see that in my life where it's just like, yeah, like I'm good. I figured it out. So now like that part is sorted. I can move on to the next thing. So dang, maybe I need to work on that too.
That's maybe what I'm realizing. I feel like, you know, that's another value that like we've talked about this at staff too, at a staff level, where it's like that trying hard, that excellence value, looks completely, the end result looks completely different for everybody.
Right.
Right. Like, and so like, you know, in your own heart, if you're like, am I giving the Lord like everything in this moment? Or am I just holding back? But it still looks like it still gets done. It's still fine.
Still gets done. It's good. Yeah.
No one will know. No one will care. And then there's other people that are struggling hard. And so this was the way school was, right? Like people who have a difficult time learning in a classroom environment, but are still like brilliant people. That method of learning, they had to try really hard and study like crazy. And other people just could shake it out of their sleeves and get like, yeah, a passable grade. You know what I mean? And I feel like life is just like that. And so one of the things we applied this value to our worship team, because we want to set like a standard of excellence somewhere, but at the same time, like our standard is not like you must be like, we achieve this level of whatever. It's like, we want you to try your best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
keep growing
and
keep going.
That doesn't mean it's perfect, right? Like, it almost never means it's perfect.
Yeah.
Because we're humans and we make mistakes. But like the like thinking things through and all that, that's just like good disciplines to like,
yeah,
your life. It doesn't necessarily mean the end result is going to be something that you're like is a masterpiece. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like that it could be a process. So there's a few of the, there's layers, man, to all of these. We could go on for,
yeah, we could go on for
ages. Some. But I guess we talked about this last time and I think there were some great ideas. Tangible steps that you guys are taking. So not tangible steps that like I should be making or that you think other people should be taking. Tangible steps that you guys are taking out of this series. I can do this one thing starting today. Go.
I think a really powerful tool is scheduling and being regimented.
Yeah.
Having a regime. So I think, yeah, planning and scheduling and putting things in my calendar often helps me do those things that I would maybe not want to do. And it can be simple things. It can just be a reminder to, you know, I should, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter what it is, but I think putting some things in your calendar is what I do that really helps me do those things that would maybe get forgotten about, or those things that I do value in my heart, but that I wouldn't exhibit as a value. So whether that's, yeah, I'm trying to think of a good example, if it's reading my Bible or if it's just getting into a healthy pattern, because I think rhythm and patterns can be really, really good and really powerful. But as long as you're getting into those healthy rhythms and healthy patterns.
That's so good.
Schedule
it out. Something that I've, you know, just been, again, super simple, but it's actually just been like with mine being like the talk and tell being the challenge there. It's just regularly, you know, once a week being like, okay, which friendship, you know, who have I shared with, you know, what God's doing and been inspiring me, or who have I shared that with lately? Who should I be reaching out to lately to share that with? And even just praying through that, like on a weekly basis, just one person a week, not every day, but regularly enough where it's like, okay, continuously telling what God's doing and just praying into that, you know, because maybe it's somebody that I wouldn't expect that I'd want to share that with or who I need to share that with, but God's like, hey, maybe you should reach out to this person and share that. So that's just been like a super simple thing that I've been trying to implement from the series. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, one thing I've done already. So one of the things that I kind of fall into the trap in terms of like a, whatever profession I'm in, right? Like, is like I want to like become great at the thing I'm doing instead of great at the person I'm becoming.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about being passionate. I just ordered an Amazon order of like $5. And I'm like, I'm hitting these books before Christmas. And they're all books that aren't like how to become the best, blah, blah, blah. They're books about like, you know, like sacrificially following Jesus. Mm-hmm. The discipleship, multiple things where I'm like, these are the areas I need to grow in. I need to grow in my, my passion for Jesus. So I've taken that step already. And I think like for me, one of those things, like taking that step and like just buying a book is like a pressure to like do it then, you know what I mean? Instead of like, oh, I'll just schedule some time and do that someday. It's like, oh, I bought the investment. Thing. I better do it. You know, like, and so that's something that I've implemented.
That's so good.
Cool. Well, guys, this has been great to chat through this again. There's some amazing things happening in our church. There's some amazing people at our church. So great. Like one of the things we didn't really touch on, but like meeting in person again with people. Oh,
it's like, it's actually incredible.
It is.
Like I did not realize how much I seriously missed just gathering in a space, in a room together to worship. Like it's honestly, like it's, I don't have words for it. It's,
yeah.
You don't realize how much you miss it until you're in that space again and it's full and people are worshiping. Like it's just, there's something about gathering together as a church. This is what it is.
Yeah. There, I could go on another.
Yeah. Whole, we could do a whole other thing, but we won't.
because I legitimately, there's that like X factor of like, you know, music and listening to worship music by yourself and connecting with God by yourself, as amazing as it is, there is no substitute for like the gathering of the church. And I get like, there's so many people even listening to this that, you know, whatever limitations are limiting them from coming in person. So we're trying our best to do that online and gather people together in an online context. But it's been so great to see faces again of the people that, you know, the church is the people, it's the body of Christ, and it's not a building or a program. And so it's been great to just see everyone again. That's it for this episode of The Recap. We will see you guys next time. Thanks.